Plus, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Early this morning, Republicans pushed through a clawback bill of $9 billion in funding for foreign aid and public broadcasting. Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin.
Consequences of these recessions will prove to be devastating here and across the globe. I urge my colleagues to stand up against the mindless cuts.
The House has to pass the legislation by tomorrow or the money will be released. Never mind anxiety over inflation and tariffs. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
According to the government, retail sales increased by 0.6% in the month of June from May. That reversed most of the drop in May, and the gains were broad-based.
Church officials say two people were killed, several wounded, in an Israeli strike on Gaza's only Catholic church. The BBC's Yolande Nell reports from Jerusalem.
Pictures show damage to the roof of the Holy Family Church and windows broken. There's footage of the parish priest who's said to have suffered leg injuries.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
For WFHR and WIRA News, I'm Melissa Kay. A coalition of e-cigarette distributors have filed a federal lawsuit against the state of Wisconsin over a law passed in 2023. Lisa Hale reports.
The law officially went into effect on July 1st, and it imposes fines on organizations that make and sell products that are not authorized by the Food and Drug Administration. The lawsuit argues that the law violates the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, which gives the federal government the authority to regulate drug safety. The coalition is seeking a preliminary injunction to prevent the law from taking effect as the case moves forward.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for people to become community scientists. The DNR announced on Wednesday that state residents can participate in the Game Bird Survey now through the end of August. As a community scientist, you'll help measure the reproductive status of game birds in the state. There's no registration required to participate. You can record your observations using a mobile device, but don't do so while driving. The deadline to submit sightings on the Survey 123 app is August 31st. And in more DNR news, the 2024 fish stocking numbers for inland water bodies and the Great Lakes were released on Wednesday. Over 5 million fish were stocked last year. This helps boost natural fish populations, maintain or restore existing fisheries, and support recreational fishing opportunities. Some of the species stocked in inland waters include brook and brown trout, lake sturgeon and lake trout, muskellunge or muskie, rainbow trout, and walleye. In Lake Michigan, they stocked chinook and coho salmon along with trout species muskie and sturgeon. And in Lake Superior, they stocked brown trout, lake trout, and splake. You can see all the numbers on the DNR's fish stocking database. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM WFHR. Your host, James, here with you, joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Halfager.
Good morning, everyone.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We got a bunch of fun things to kick things off, but really the best thing to kick things off is talking a little Mother Nature with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Sunshine out there.
Woo!
Sunshine, Britt.
Woo! Finally, after a wild weather day yesterday.
Well, you
take that off.
You really do sound relieved. You really do sound a little relieved about that.
Yes, I'm so excited for a fall feel. It feels like fall outside this morning. Actually, even yesterday, it started to feel like it. Temperatures not climbing too much whatsoever. We're only going to hit the low to mid 70s. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be gorgeous. It's going to be calm. The wind's barely moving. Nothing to worry about. Finally.
It is wonderful. It's nice to know. And you were telling us about this. You told us this was coming. It's mm-hmm. And here it is finally.
Yep.
You know, it's like you see these things happening and you know it's going to happen, but you still have that gut feeling or that hope that it doesn't. It's a weird thing because I'm forecasting to try to be right, but I want to be wrong. And then when you are right and that such devastation happens, I mean, 7 tornadoes possibly touched down yesterday.
Ooh.
It's scary.
It's a little too exciting.
Yeah. And the flooding in Wautoma, cars stalled, water over hoods. Highway 21 was impassable. I mean, creeks overflowing into yards and basements, Oshkosh flooding. It's just, the area has been hit pretty hard, and I just feel so bad. I'm just glad that nothing is going on today.
Yeah.
The cleanup is going on.
Yeah.
It gives a little bit of a chance for that recovery, checking in on people. We're certainly thinking of everybody affected by the weather.
Yes. Prayers to them, because it's a lot when these storms hit and everything just changes right afterwards. I mean, even by us, we were seeing 40 to 50 mile per hour gusts knocking trees down and power outages, but there were 60 mile per hour gusts clocked. I mean, we were seeing over an inch and a half of rain coming down in 1 hour, and then all of those different tornadoes, too. I mean, all at one time. It was a lot.
Yeah. Right. And appreciate the coverage from you, Brittany, and being able to keep us informed on that so we can think about those out there. And when we have family or friends, I know that there's, I think it was a last year at some point, something similar this time of year, and it was near in the Madison area where my sister is. It was really helpful for people, you know, to just know that kind of stuff and, like, you know, people with family down that way and everything.
Absolutely. And the kind souls, too, that don't have anything going on this weekend. You know, a lot of people go down and help clean up and do things that they can. I love how Wisconsin and the communities just become one. It is beautiful to see each other helping each other and stuff. So we've got good weather today. We've got good weather tomorrow. It does look like some rain and showers and storms want to swing back overnight Friday night and into our Saturday. None will be severe. Good news, right?
Good news.
We're not getting anything bad. We're good to go through the weekend.
It's really good to hear. You know, Brittany, if I seem a little off, we had a little bit of an interaction here while you were talking, and I didn't want to interrupt, especially with the important things that you were touching on there. Rain brings out spiders, doesn't it? Is that stereotypical?
I don't know if it's true or not.
Because we had a spider. Yeah. Well, just one. As we were talking when we just started and everything, one just came like right directly down by Seth.
I had to dodge out of the way. So I'm not afraid of spiders, but it's one of those things where you catch movement out of the corner of your eye. Yeah. It's like, whoa!
It freaks you out. Yeah. When you're busy trying to talk, we're all locked in on what you're saying, Brittany.
I gotta say that's quite a repelling feat by that spider. It landed on the floor and just kind of scurried away. So it was like, wow, that's pretty impressive.
Spiders, I think that spiders have huge egos. They don't care. They don't care what else is going on. They're doing their thing. They're, like, you guys doing a radio show? That's nice. I was here first.
Get out of here.
I would like to say something.
Well, I didn't even think about that. I've never
interviewed a spider before.
I've never interviewed a spider. That's a good
one. Why does everyone hate us?
Do you go through a lot of shoes?
Yeah.
I need to prep for that. Thank you, Brittany, for putting up with us. We appreciate you. We more importantly appreciate all the coverage.
Yes.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Have a good morning.
You too.
Best in the business right there. Brittany Merlot joining us every morning right in this time slot. Seth and I got good things lined up for you. El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club is right around the corner. We're also going to get on to National Tattoo Day. Talk about the huge back piece Seth has. That's right.
Anyone who knows me,
big mystery size theater back piece.
Now, if I were to get one, it would totally be the silhouettes, man.
Absolutely, 100%. Yep. I was picturing it, We got a couple of other fun ones we'll get into. There is an interesting casino I want to talk about. We will get into that. We got the 10 o'clock hour kicking off the way we like to on Thursdays with our Pet of the Week from the Southwick County Humane Society.
Yes.
Really happy about that. We got actually a story to go along with that segment that I think people will find interesting. We'll get into all that. We got some entertainment news. Ozzy Osbourne's final show. We're going to touch on that one. Some of the information in the data that's coming from that event, I think, is really interesting.
Okay.
The second most, and we also have a separate story, the second most expensive piece of movie memorabilia has sold. It's the highest ever, and we're going to get into what that was.
Wow. Okay.
What item that specifically was.
That's such an interesting thing. Yeah.
Want to talk some local theater. We'll get into that. And of course, it's a Thursday. That means that at noon, you're going to have a new edition of the WFHR newsletter showing up in your email box.
Yeah.
And then before we wrap up, the top five things old school dads say and versus modern dads.
We will discuss.
Okay,
we
all right.
Dive into that. We'll get into our schedule, some good stories of the day, and our plenty of other great things going on in the area here. Not only today, Thursday and Friday, but we got a busy weekend in town. Seth and I are going to tackle some of those events later as well.
Yep.
But we begin where a lot of our listeners are, in your car, in vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
If you are trying to drive your car into the ground, you're not alone. A new poll found 48% of car owners are planning to keep their current car until it literally will not run anymore.
Mm.
You can make that 49% because I'm on that.
Yep. Yep. Me too.
I started the year getting excited about a new vehicle.
Okay.
I will tell you now, it is about just, where's the Band-Aids? I need more Band-Aids.
Just hanging on.
I love my Jeep, but yes.
Bailing wire and spit.
Yeah.
Yep.
90% people said that at least they have found a fondness for their car.
Oh, okay.
So only 10% of us don't like it. It's just more so we know that we don't have much longer with these things. 40% said that they love their car. As opposed to 10% that said they hate their car.
Okay.
Or hate driving their car. No, I don't know the difference of hating your car and hating driving your car. I don't know why there's a separation there.
That's a good question. Yeah, I'm not sure
what
that's all about. But yeah.
The poll also found the average car has seen 11 major life milestones.
Really?
Yeah, and this is where I really wanted to get to.
Okay.
That includes things like epic road trips, first dates, teaching your kid to drive, dropping them off at college, moving to a new city, and rushing to the hospital to give birth.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Wow.
Those are all really, really wild.
Yeah. I hadn't thought about that, but that's very true. Yeah.
And I do have a tie-in.
Oh, you do? Okay.
More to me, importantly, I want to hear from you and I want to hear from the audience about memories or great milestones or anything of the above that you remember with your car.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember when we first moved out here and my mom and dad finally came up to live. Mm-hmm. We went to a drive-in. And it was the first time I'd ever been to a drive-in movie theater, and I always wanted to do that. We saw Gremlins 2, I think.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm old. I remember that. But I think my biggest memory about and I was in a lot of accidents as a kid, so I'm putting all that aside. But really, when I think of good memories, one of my best memories about a car is not having one. On this day in 2000, my youngest daughter was born, Isabel.
That's right.
At the time, her mom, who is a warrior, and shout out to my ex, Mandy, she's amazing. So she decides she's going to go to the hospital. It's over at Riverview right here in town. And she doesn't, something doesn't feel the greatest, but she doesn't think much of this. She's just going to go over there. She gets there, her water immediately breaks.
Oh, boy.
I'm back at the apartment with our one-year-old, my son, and JC and I are just hanging out and everything. And Mandy calls up and is calm as a human being can be. My water broke. It's happening.
Yep.
You got to get over here. Well, we don't have a car. Oh, I'm sorry. We have a car, but she has it with the car seat in it.
Uh-oh.
I'm at the apartment with my son, and we don't know how to get I got to get to the hospital. My daughter's going to be bored and everything. I got to get there. So finally, eventually, a shout out to my friend Spencer, picks us up. We get over there. Mm-hmm. As I'm getting through the door, I hear her holler. I hear her scream, and it's music that I can still hear to this day, 25 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And I get in there. Well, it turns out Izzy wasn't breathing right away. That was her first breath.
Oh, wow. Good timing.
Got to cut the cord, got to see her, and I've been trying to make up that 20, 30 seconds to her ever since. that's the first thing I think of when I saw this article, and granted, today is her birthday, so that's part of it.
That's a milestone, yeah.
Without a car. Kind of. But do you have any, do you remember specifically from a vehicle or anything like that, or anything you're looking forward to with the boys or something like that?
No, I don't get sentimental over vehicles. I have to say that because, right. I'm not a person who names cars or anything. And maybe it's because, and maybe it's a little weird on, I'm a little weird on my part, but
I think that's more the norm.
I have the feeling that at some point your car will betray you.
Which
is true. I mean, at some point it's going to break down or something. Some bad will happen. And so that's why I try not to get close to my vehicles, because it's like, oh, I know what you're thinking. I know you're planning something. Going to ruin my day.
Do you have a road trip that stands out or something like
that? Yeah, you know, we did a couple of those when I was a kid. I think probably the one that stands out the most is the one we went on the West Coast. We literally drove from Minnesota, you know, the eastern part of Minnesota, where I'm from, all the way out to the coast. To Seattle was where it was the ultimate point where we got to.
Man, am I jealous of that.
It was like a 2-week trip driving, you know, through the mountains, visiting friends my parents had when they lived out in Idaho, kind of thing. And I still have very vivid memories about so much of that trip. It was like, I think, in 1989. So I would have been like 11 years old, I think. But that was, yeah, for sure that one stands out. Because that was, and I've never really been out that way. You know, even when I lived in North Dakota, I haven't been out that way since then, to that part of the country, that western coast of the country, which I love to go back because, you know, there's a lot of great stuff out there, too. But for me, that does absolutely is in my mind.
I want to hear from people about your favorite car memories or just milestones that happened in the vehicle, whether you intended it to or not.
Right.
I think that also another good one for this, your favorite road trips or favorite place to road trip.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good one. Let's hear from the audience about that. 715-424-2600. Of course, you're just a touch or two away from this with the Civic Media app. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and hit us up. Just a quick look at a couple of things here. According to AAA, the most popular place to road trip is anything off Route 66.
That makes sense.
The Pacific Coast Highway and Blue Ridge Parkway are some of the more popular areas to road trip or road trip through, at least.
Those are some pretty, some great scenery out there.
Those are great. Mm-hmm. And as far as what we're driving when we're doing it, state of car sales in America, the most popular cars, because going back to where we kind of started with this a little bit, there are not a lot of people buying new vehicles right now.
No.
There are just
which not, makes sense, yeah.
And unless you think it's just those of us that work, you know, in like radio and blue collar or something like that, this is all over. Mm-hmm. People are making their vehicles last
as long as they can.
When they can afford it or something. Right. They're not doing that. But looking at just the overall list here, of course, there's different data for different things. That Toyota RAV4 is the top one selling SUV in the U.S.
Okay,
the Chevy Trax makes its debut in the top five for the first time.
Okay.
The Ford F-150, once again, the top sold model in the U.S.
Okay.
Hawaii is the only state in the U.S. preferring the Toyota Tacoma.
Really?
But otherwise, Toyota sold the most vehicles in 2024, followed by Ford, Chevy, Honda, and Hyundai.
Okay.
And in Wisconsin, the Chevy Silverado is the number one vehicle. That I could have told you that.
That's...
I could.
I knew it was going to be a truck of some kind, a pickup of some kind. That makes sense.
You will not go. I don't care where you're driving. If you're getting in your car to drive to the mailbox, you will see a Chevy Silverado.
Right.
You will not. That you will see that in Packer gear in Wisconsin. You will see both
followed
of those.
Badgers by just a little bit behind that, but yeah, very close.
And a billboard for something that isn't around anymore. you will see at least.
I love those.
Some of the I love those. Yes, I love those. I love those. We're gonna take a quick time out. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It is Seth and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR.
Does construction make you hungry? Sitting in the hot vehicle waiting to get through the next block or to be taken way out on a countryside detour? Maybe this summer you can turn that struggle into a new experience with El Cafe in Port Edwards. Cruise in for real Mexican dishes, homemade pies, and friendly faces. Relax in air-conditioned comfort and explore something new with El Cafe the next time you're stuck in central Wisconsin road construction. Put a little fiesta back into your day and drown the construction stress away.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away. Or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, no, we can't read a deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you from 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cooler and less humid today after a wet and stormy Wednesday. A mix of sun and clouds with highs in the low to mid 70s. Mostly cleared tonight with a low near 53. On Friday, a great finish to the work week. Plenty of sunshine with highs in the mid 70s. Right now, it's 57. Yeah, I'm just so happy, 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 happy,
happy, gallus, happy, every day, day. It's time to do some celebrating with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day. We get to celebrate you and talk about our great friends over at El Cafe. Treat yourself. Get on over there today, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great one. Check out some of those great specials. Mm. And, of course, the pie. Oh, don't forget the pie.
Don't forget the pies. They always have a large list of pies available. Try a new one. Try something new. Don't go with the old one. You gotta expand your pie palate.
I don't know for sure. I need to ask Fidel this. It's one of the, you know, I'd love to interview him. I'd love to talk with him a little bit more, get to know him a little bit more. And one of my major questions that I would ask, because I don't shy away from things, do you allow your customers to have pie first and then dinner? This is something I'm only asking for a friend.
I know the answer to that one.
Pretty sure. Find out at El Cafe.
Yeah.
Say hi to the gang over there. Wish them a great day from all of us. Keep in mind, they got that Friday fish fry tomorrow. Be looking, making plans for that, everybody. And, of course, get us your birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. Info at WFHR.com is where you can email us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. And call on up.
Please call 715-424-2600 or use the Civic Media app, even better, because you can also use the text line there.
Love to hear from you, everybody.
And we don't have to worry about spellings then, too.
Yes.
Because if you spell it out for us, I'm going to have to be, you know.
It's very helpful for people like me. Yes, very, very helpful. I can misspell Bo. I mean, just please help me, people.
Please.
We'd love to hear from you. Call and enjoy the conversation. Real quick, do you want to have a belated birthday? I want to add in there Jade Johnson.
Oh, happy birthday, Jay.
Jade's an old high school friend. Jade's amazing. She's wonderful. She's an old-time listener as well and has been into some of our events and things. And we appreciate you, Jade.
Yeah,
thank you so much, and I hope you enjoyed your day yesterday.
Yeah.
And we'll throw you into the qualifying.
Why not?
Throwing you in there. Somebody that cannot qualify, my daughter, Isabel Rain. My youngest, Izzy. Happy birthday, Izzy. Just wanted to throw that in there one more time before I find another way to shoehorn it in next hour. But yeah.
You'll find a way.
She's the best. She's awesome, and I appreciate you. I'll talk to you in a little bit, hon. And then we'd look at our possible qualifiers, Seth. We have two possible qualifiers. Need a one or a two?
Two.
All right. So first up, I want to wish a very happy birthday to Tammy Johnson.
Happy birthday, Tammy.
Another Johnson in there.
Yeah, there we go.
Happy birthday, Tammy. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your day. And we wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Keith Campbell.
Happy birthday, Keith. Congratulations to you.
Wishing you a good one, sir. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your day. And thank you so much to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries.
Yes. We love celebrating with you.
Can't remember the last time we didn't have any birthdays or anniversaries.
It has been like a couple of years since we have not had a birthday.
It's wild.
It's been a long time.
That's really something. That's thanks to all of you guys out there.
Yep.
We really do appreciate you. Taking a look at who you share your birthdays with, Billy Lord is 33, Carrie Fisher's daughter, Debbie Reynolds' granddaughter, and Leah's communication officer, Lieutenant Connix, in the newest Star Wars trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
I was so excited when I saw her show up and interacting with her mom on screen.
That was really cool.
That was amazing. That was really cool. She also played Winter in American Horror Story, and she was in Scream. She's a really good actor.
Yep.
Scream Queens, too, she was in. I like her. She's very good. I'm very interested to see where she goes with her career, because she is another one of these ones that she seems to really like acting, love it, doesn't need it, though. Like her mom, you know? Luke Bryant is 49. We are celebrating this on the Sunrise Show. Play It Again, Crash My Party, got a bunch of hits. Started out as a writer. I didn't know that.
Yeah, as a songwriter, too, for other people, which that's not an uncommon thing in Nashville, actually. You see them get some success as a writer before they actually go on as a performer.
And interesting to think, too, he kind of had to push to get that career. Mm-hmm. He had to kind of, and certainly almost all artists had to fight for their career, mm-hmm. but to convince people that he could be a leading man, if you will.
That's right.
That seems very, very shocking to me right
now. Now,
seeing him all, you know, and yeah, it's interesting. Alex Winter is 60, otherwise known as one half of one of the greatest tag teams in comedy history, Bill and Ted.
Yes.
That's just my opinion. Not really in history,
it's a fun pairing.
But I say history because they went back in history and all that and everything. That's what I'm talking about. Bill S. Preston Esquire in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, of course, went on to he was also Marco in The Lost Boys. I forget that.
Yes.
He was in The Lost Boys there. Alex Winter had a really interesting career after that also. Mm-hmm.
Basically became a director. Mm. Of a lot of different projects and indie stuff that he did on his own. And so, yeah, no, he has had a very interesting career.
Yeah, and stayed relevant. Mm-hmm. I love that they brought back the Bill and Ted movie and stuff just for
fun.
It was a fan thing, and they got their kids involved and everything. It was awesome. And it's really cool to me that him and Keanu Reeves are still close.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I think that's interesting. That's kind of cool. Mark Burnett is 65, one of the strongest producers in the game today. Mm. I don't watch anything he does. But he's good. I mean, you can't argue with his body of work, The Apprentice, Survivor, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And he's also married to Roma Downey. From the
Touch. I didn't know that. Yeah. That. Wow.
He's also produced some things with her, like The Bible and Son of God. So he's done some of those things as well.
Oh, interesting. I did not know that either.
Wide range of production for him. You don't see that all the time.
No, he's known mostly for game shows. I think that's where his most success came from. But he does other things, too.
Happy 71st to Angela Merkel, the first female chancellor of Germany. She retired back in 2021, but she was very well known for quite some time there.
Yes, she was.
David Hasselhoff is 73.
a career.
One of the guys of the 80s that you have to mention if you're going to talk about 80s anything. 80s pop culture, 80s music, because he was a musician.
Yes,
Speaking of Germany, huge in Germany. Still to this day, David Hasselhoff.
It's all the name. Germany. I swear to God, it's his name.
It's got
to
be a part of it.
You know, it's a German name. And then, of course, Baywatch, you know, for a decade, too. I mean, we got to throw that out there.
You know, regardless of what we might think or the credit we give or as far as, you know, is he a thespian or any of these things? I always like, especially with TV stars, I like to take a look at what they accomplish and are they able to have that second hit?
Mm.
You know, there's a lot of famous stars that have a good TV show. They're on a show for a while, and everything they do after that, it just never really succeeds. I'm always impressed with, Carol from All in the Family and In the Heat of the Night. You know I'm talking
Carol O'Connor.
Carol O'Connor. I think of him a lot.
Mm.
When I'm a kid, I'm watching him in reruns of All in the Family, and then all of a sudden I'm seeing him in this, and two very different guys.
Two very different,
And I admire that when an actor can do that.
Right.
And to his credit, he did that. You know, Knight Rider, and then with Baywatch.
Yep.
And it's hard to
remember. Baywatch was like an international hit.
Gigantic.
It was like one of the biggest shows in the world when it was on in the 90s. We cannot forget that.
Couldn't get away from
it. No, you could not.
Let's see here. Terry Geezer Butler is 76, original bassist for Black Sabbath.
Oh, okay.
We'll be talking about that a little bit later.
His name is Geezer?
Yep.
Geezer. Now he's actually a geezer.
That's great. No, that was great. And let's see here. Oh, and some people who are no longer with us, like the great Donald Sutherland, would have been 90 today. President Snow in The Hunger Games, Kiefer Sutherland's dad. And if you've ever watched a movie, you've probably seen him.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, that's how many movies
he's in. His body of work, like the 70s, the movies he was in the 70s, man. Oh, he was in... He was an ever-present actor. Yeah, I mean, he was one of those guys that would just had what a fantastic career that man had. Of course, MASH, you know, the movie MASH, right? Yep.
He was one of those guys that was so good at intense stuff. Of course, one of my, like a lot of people out there, one of my earliest memories is Invasion of the Body Snatchers, I believe.
Yeah, from the late 70s, yeah.
And I remembered him, how tall he was and how expressive his face was. Mm. This is before facial hair. He had facial hair and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to have seen him get to do comedies and get to do some other stuff.
Yep.
I really enjoyed that.
And it was nice to see him at the end of his, you know, his career and his life get to do the Hunger Game. You know, a really big franchise where people got to say, who's this, you know, and get to learn more about him.
Well, you know, you look at where he started in the movies he did early in his career, mm-hmm. to come to the end of it to being one of the more respected actors, yes. in the game at the end of his career. Mm-hmm. That's so cool to see.
It is very cool. Yeah.
It's really cool. He deserved that. Phyllis Diller would have been celebrating a birthday today. Born in 1917, passed away in 2012. Phyllis Diller's awesome.
Fine.
She was awesome.
Yes.
She was awesome.
One of the first very successful women comedians. I mean, she blazed some trails because she was doing it when no women were doing stand-up comedy, almost hardly.
And even less were doing slapstick.
Yeah, yeah, and the kind of stuff that she was doing.
Yeah, the kind of comedy she would do, that style and everything. Mm-hmm. She was a game changer.
She was.
Also, Vincent Gagliardi, born on this day in 1928, famous jazz pianist, did a lot of great work in his career, a lot of music, mm-hmm. but most well-known for the Peanuts.
Doing all the music for those Peanut specials for all those years.
Yeah.
Look at his catalog, though.
Oh my God,
he wrote some fantastic music and recorded some good stuff. So he's a fun one to dive into.
Is it my favorite piece of music that he did? Yes, Linus and Lucy.
That'll
be eternal to me. But you're so right, man. A lot of great stuff he did over the years. And one of my favorites, one of the first influences I can remember having, Mr. James Cagney, born in this day in 1899, passed away in 1986.
Good old Jimmy.
The definition I'd fallen in love with Robin Williams in partially because of his versatility. Moving up here, watching the classic movies with my papa, mm-hmm. I got to see that, oh, wait, they were all like that back in the day. Mm-hmm. And there were very few that could break type, though.
Mm-hmm.
Could they do all kinds of different acting? Yes. But very few had the opportunity for one. It wasn't just a matter of talent. It's just a matter of the casting directors giving you the chance. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like they weren't auditioning for different roles. But James Cagney broke molds. Mm-hmm. James Cagney was one of the few actors that could go from Yankee Doodle Dandy to Angels with Dirty Faces and made you believe it all.
Right. Or Scarface. No, I wasn't Scarface, but his early gangster roles where he played a tough guy, you know. And then, but he could also play
Heat.
Yeah, White Heat, which
top
where he plays.
Of the world, Ma!
Yeah, where he's insane. Literally, he plays an insane person.
Yes.
I can't remember the name of the thing, but he plays a boxer. Who goes blind, and he does a fantastic job with them, and it's something with the city. What's it called? I can't remember what it is.
I know what you're talking about, but
City for Conquest. That's what it is. It's a great movie.
It's
my dad's
favorite of his. Loves that movie. We get so far removed from these actors, we forget more and more about them.
Right.
There is no Hollywood without guys like Cagney.
No, not at all.
The way he embraced so much of that and everything. Mm-hmm. And very similar to Tom Cruise, like 5'6", 5'5", or something like that.
He was not a big guy.
Yeah, he was really short, but he able to play all those roles.
Yep. And he had charm. He was charming no matter what he did. He could charm the pants off anybody. Yeah, he was great.
Yeah. Like, he is the he is the beginning of the charming bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. That starts right there. Yep. It wasn't written in the characters. He created that.
Even when he's mashing a grapefruit into a lady. Face.
Yeah. Cagney, man.
Which was improvised, by the way.
James Cagney, man.
Yeah.
Happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there celebrating. Go celebrate at El Cafe. We'll be back after this.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. It's July in Oshkosh, and that means the skies are buzzing. Lisa Hale has a preview of EAA Air Venture.
The excitement in Oshkosh is palpable. EAA Air Venture flies into Whitman Airfield in Oshkosh from July 21st through July 27th, but the grounds are already starting to buzz with campsites being set up, vendors building their booths, and locals getting excited.
On the grounds right now, you see things starting to happen. The evolution of the grounds to become the city of aviation, the world magnet of aviation. It's coming together, and it's fun to watch. The volunteers are on the grounds right now. It's taking shape.
That's EAA Communication Director Dick Napinski. Air Venture brings hundreds of thousands of people to Oshkosh every year. The Winnebago County Public Health Department is responsible for ensuring that all facilities, event food vendors, and booths are safe and sanitary. Maeve Casey is an environmental health specialist for Winnebago County.
EAA is our biggest event, so we're usually out there for 4 days with all 5 inspectors, environmental health specialists, and we do over 59 inspections just at EAA.
For everything AirVenture, visit eaa.org/airventure.
Today is the start of the 59th annual Wisconsin State Water Ski Show Championships. 24 of Wisconsin's best show water ski teams are at Lake Wazeecha in Wisconsin Rapids, along with 75 individuals competing for a chance at the National Water Ski Show Championships. Individual competitions are underway today. The tournament starts on Friday and continues through Sunday. Admission is free, and you can also watch the live stream of the event at aquaskiers.org. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers head to the West Coast. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers open up a three-game series tomorrow night at Dodgers Stadium, but whether Sal Frelick will play remains a question mark. The right fielder and Brewers leadoff batter suffering a hamstring injury on Sunday and underwent an MRI. Doctors say Frelick suffered a minor strain but is day-to-day for now. NBA, the Bucks wrapped up their summer league schedule with a loss to the Chicago Bulls 102-96. Former Bucks center Brook Lopez, now with the Clippers, asked about his two-year, $18 million deal with L.A. at the age of 37.
The money's nice. It's that's not what it's about for me. You know, I love playing. I love hooping. I've loved it since I was a little kid. I watched my older brothers play. I've just always been around it, you know, and I love winning just as much. I want to keep winning. I got a great taste for it in Milwaukee, and these guys are all about that here, and I'm all about it, so it's a perfect fit.
That's the Clippers' Brook Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Yesterday in the Beats, I talked a lot about the Emmy nominations, which were announced Tuesday morning. Kathy Bates was nominated for Best Actress for her role on the Matlock reboot. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Bates is the oldest actress ever to be nominated in the category at the age of 77. Bates crushed the old record set by Angela Lansbury, who was 70 at the time when she was last nominated for an Emmy. Lansbury bumping off Bates to keep her record would have actually been a great episode of Murder, She Wrote, or Matlock. In other old folks done good news, Harrison Ford has earned his first Emmy nomination at the tender age of 83 for his role in Shrinking. Ford plays therapist Paul Rhodes, who is battling Parkinson's. It's a nice honor for Ford, although it pretty much just means he's had such a great movie career, he's never had to do TV. Ford stars opposite Jason Segel and Wendy Malick on the Apple TV show. Both seasons are available to stream, and a third season has been ordered. For more Showbiz Fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Rhode Island is given access to a permanent vote-by-mail list to all voters in a bill signed by Governor Dan McKee. The state joins 9 other states and D.C., allowing voters to join a permanent vote-by-mail list. The state's permanent list was previously available, quote, because of physical illness or infirmity, or because I am disabled for an indefinite period. Unlike systems in several other states, however, after opting in, Rhode Island voters automatically receive a mail-in voting application, not a ballot. That application still needs to be filled out and returned with an absentee ballot sent later. Massachusetts and Pennsylvania have similar systems, according to Voting Rights Lab. Arizona, Maine, Michigan, Minnesota, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, Virginia, and D.C. have permanent vote-by-mail lists for any voter. 11 other states have permanent lists for the disabled, and Louisiana has a permanent absentee list available for seniors, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. Some states recently made their formerly permanent lists only semi-permanent. Florida's, formerly 4 years, requires reapplication after an even-year general election. Oklahoma, Texas, and South Dakota allow only a year. Your status can be checked at your local election office or state portal if available. We have links to more information on Rhode Island's new law at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker in a move for the ages. 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cooler and less humid today after a wet and stormy Wednesday. A mix of sun and clouds with highs in the low to mid 70s. Mostly cleared tonight with a low near 53. On Friday, a great finish to the work week. Plenty of sunshine with highs in the mid-70s. Right now, it's 57.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Good stuff, man. Nicely done with the bumpers. Little Jimmy to play us in. Yeah. As James and Seth here with you. Thank you so much for joining us. Talking about National Tattoo Day. Today is National Tattoo Day, and there is a new Google Trends map of the most searched tattoo designs in every state over the past 12 months.
Ooh, interesting. Okay.
It's limited to just five basics like names, hearts, crosses, flowers, and roses.
Oh, okay.
But it's still kind of interesting here. So names was number one in 13 states.
Okay.
People Googling names and I guess different ways to write them on your body.
Fonts and that sort of thing, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Names are number one. So Washington, Oregon, Nevada, Colorado, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, South Carolina, New Jersey, Delaware, and Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
Hearts are number one in 10 states. Alaska, Hawaii, Arizona, New Mexico, Kansas, Minnesota, Alabama, Georgia, Connecticut, and New Hampshire.
Well, how many of them also have mom on them?
Yeah.
Where's the mom tattoos anymore? The heart with the mom. I mean, come on. That was like the joke forever, right? the one tattoo everyone had was the mom
tattoo.
Exactly,
exactly. Because I didn't want to do the same heart thing and everything, I just got a star David. There, mom.
There you go.
And speaking of this stuff, crosses were next on the list.
Oh, that makes sense.
They were number one in four states, Idaho, Montana, North Dakota, and Ohio.
Yes.
To which I also have a cross on me. I have a cross right with my star date.
Cover all your bases. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Flowers are number one in 16 states. California, Utah, Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, Kentucky, Michigan, West Virginia, Virginia, North Carolina, Florida, Maryland, New York, Massachusetts, Vermont, and Maine.
I like flowers tattoos because they look really neat. I think they look really cool.
The ink and the way that they're able to do this now with the new technology, new ink, and all that, it is night and day to when I first got my first tattoo to now.
It's really remarkable. Yeah.
Not only the pain not being nearly there like it used to be or some of that, but the way that these tattoos last longer.
The dyes that they use, yeah.
Yeah, the dyes are much healthier now. Mm-hmm. And just the detail that they can put into these things and the work that they can
do. It's remarkable.
And roses are number one in seven states.
Okay, that makes sense.
We just did flowers.
Aren't roses flowers?
I feel like, all right, I guess, I don't know. Wyoming, South
Dakota.
They needed
the fifth thing for the list.
They always got to round out to five. They always got to get to five.
Or some five or ten kind of thing. Why? Why don't they just go with what they got?
In the almost 10 years I've been doing this show, it always comes down to it's three, five, or ten.
Mm.
It's always got to be that. They can't have four. They can't have eight. It's always got, they will do what they have to do to make it to ten.
Just because we have 10 fingers, you know?
Well, and there's no rhyme or reason for this.
No.
Nobody knows where this started. Nobody knows why, like, 50 or 100 or why these numbers.
Why do we use a base 10 for our number system? And I think it's because we've got 10 fingers.
Yeah.
I honestly think that's why.
I got to look into that more and see if there actually is some rhyme and reason behind that. That's interesting. The internet also has a ranking of the worst tattoo trends ever. And those are super long quotes.
Mmm.
It was a dark and stormy night.
Yeah, that would be fun.
This is big quad tat.
Oh my God!
I've seen some of those, and it usually doesn't go well.
Why would you do that? First of all, usually when you print something like that, you want people to read it. Okay,
yeah.
But now you have to. So you want people following you to try to read your long quote back tattoo? You know,
maybe you want people to people need to read more. So here, I got a book. I got a book right here for you. There you go.
So let's do something classy. You like Shakespeare or something, right? A little Shakespeare quote on there.
Well, the long quotes are usually never like, they're either way too wordy or they are like the complete opposite of that.
Right, yeah.
Song lyrics, I imagine, too.
Yeah, that would be on there, yeah.
But every person I've seen that has gotten like song lyrics, and they usually get it on the inside of the forearm or something like that, after a while, not to say that the ink goes or anything like that, but with wear and tear and wrinkles to the skin and stuff.
Sure.
I don't know that it There's certain places I just don't know if they really last though as
no.
well. Bows on your calves or thighs. Yeah, that's gotten done along.
That's silly.
Yeah, yeah. Chinese characters. So, you know, that is one. I learned the hard way on that one.
Unless your tattoo artist is a native speaker or writer of like whichever language you're talking about. I mean, that alphabet is used by, you know, Japan, Japanese, Korean, yeah, all yeah. of those. They use the same alphabet, different meanings for all the words though. So
mine meant what I thought it mm-hmm. meant, but it was very bad. It was very badly done. And I got it done on my leg and it was during summer. So I had the sun hitting it a bunch. And it just didn't go well.
Learn your lessons.
But I have seen more. I've only seen a couple of times where they've actually been accurate. More times than not, it's not
unless
accurate.
You know your stuff. Yeah,
I really feel like you just stay away from that one.
Let's say writing in general, unless it's like one or two words, just let's keep it simple.
Paw prints and anchors were also big.
Anchors
are still
the classic
big.
Anchors. Yes, yes. Come on, man.
Still big.
The sailors. What are the sailors going to get if they don't get an anchor tattoo?
You gotta have it. Yeah. Gotta have it. And there were also one word statements like breathe or lover or something like that. I saw one from a basketball player who's got it on the inside of his arm, and it says loser, but the S is crossed out with a V, so it's lover, but you can still see the S. It's one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Again,
it's each their own. It's your body.
True.
You know, but
might want to put some thought into it before you get the permanent ink put in your body. You know, just saying.
As I've said, I'm a fan of tattoos. I support mm-hmm. them. I think it's a great form of expression and personal confidence building and a lot of those things. That said, I know it's your body, but we do have to look at
it. We do have to look at it. let's be fair here.
If it is a two-way street here. Come on. I got to look at that every time you're shooting a free throw. And then it's confusing. It throws me off.
Yeah,
right. It doesn't make sense to me. We will take a quick time out, but if you want to share your tattoos or your favorite tattoo or maybe a tattoo.
Or non-tattoos.
Yeah, yeah, any of the above. We'll talk about
whatever it is. Yeah.
It is National Tattoo Day, so feel free to reach out to us and jump into the conversation.
Yeah.
Everybody. When we get back, got an interesting casino club I want to talk about with you. Okay.
All right.
It's coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive. With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink, but there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710 and I can build the perfect package for your business.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join The Morning Show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
A fall feel today with partly sunny skies and highs only scraping the low 70s. We'll get a few degrees warmer to the mid-70s tomorrow under abundant sunshine before more showers and storms swing through overnight, leaving us with a darker and damper Saturday, but more sunshine on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR, 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Appreciate the company. I am going to pull a little bit of an audible here, Seth.
All right, let's do it.
AI is all over the place, so we have to, of course, talk about it as a morning show.
We do. Just to warn people.
People are tired of AI.
Already.
Now, the majority of business world, hey, consumers need something, we bring it to them.
That's the basic idea, right? Yeah.
Every once in a blue moon, you have business decide, hey, you need this, even though we're not asking for it.
That's a good way of putting it.
Please raise your hand or call in if you were asking for AI anything.
Anything.
In any realm, in any part of business or your daily life.
Right.
Nobody was asking for this. Mm-mm. But whether it is Google or Gemini and just shoving that down our throats or half of these things, that's what's going on with AI. There is a real... Because businesses are going to get their money's worth out of it. They spent the money on it. And they took a chance, and it is blowing up in a lot of their faces.
Yes, they are spending so much money on this.
So instead of just eating it, they're making us deal with it.
Yeah.
And that's the way it's going to be here for a little bit, I think. And it's not going anywhere anytime soon.
It's not, but at the same time, I don't see it getting any bigger.
No.
Because of what you're saying.
No. Yeah.
People are just like... No, thanks. Not interested. Right?
They're going to keep like a person, especially as somebody who hangs on to fashion trends long after they're dead, but refuses to let it go.
Like a real life disco stew, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. They are going to disco stew is going to hang on to AI. If you're sick of dealing with AI everywhere, there is a little bit of I think interesting things happening here with this, and it's not really a national thing necessarily. But in pockets, you're seeing this pushing back on AI.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in different ways, it's happening. And some are more very serious. And others are just kind of funny, I think.
Yeah, it's true.
Battling artificial intelligence with actual stupidity. Someone is going viral on TikTok for their life hack to get a real person instead of AI to take your order at Taco Bell drive-thru.
Oh, okay.
They just ask for 1,000 waters. And that's apparently flagged. The automated system said, let me get a new member to help you. Then a worker said, let me know when you're ready. Mm-hmm. And the guy went ahead and ordered his drink.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried this a number of times at a number of different Taco Bells, and apparently this worked at every single one of them.
Interesting.
Of course, you could probably just say you want to talk with a human or something, but this also works, apparently.
Yep.
It's
a little more amusing, too.
It is. I do kind of also like the idea of whenever people kind of step up to things and do something. It didn't involve a bracelet. It didn't involve a hashtag. You know, it was just people doing this.
Right.
I think those stories are always interesting. I can tell you right now what would have happened if this was me. I'd be asking everybody in the studio here if they want a water. Hey, you need a water? Hey, you need a water? Because I definitely have gotten 1,000 waters.
The idea that the Taco Bell that you happen to be at just does have 1,000 waters for you. Here you go, sir.
That's absolutely what would happen.
That'll be $500. Yes. Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
James, how'd you go broke?
Yeah.
You tried to fight AI.
it just didn't work.
It should be noted too. I mean, you can ask for a human being apparently, and I've never done this.
No, I haven't either.
I haven't been to through a drive-through in a little while. Mm-hmm. But even when I have been, I've never dealt with AI at a drive-through. I think this is much more of a bigger city thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it is something that anything that starts there will make its way
eventually. It will, and this is also another great point because. One of the reasons that we're seeing so much AI and everything that this stuff is because so many of these large companies believe that they can replace workers with AI. And this just goes to prove that you can't.
Yeah.
You literally have to have someone there to monitor the AI. I mean, so you're not doing anything.
So at most self-checkout lanes, those are obviously there to kind of get people in and out a little bit faster and all of that. Mm-hmm. But they have people monitoring
those. They're there.
To make people aren't stealing and all those things.
Or if
things
they have problems
stuff.
Or something, right?
Right, yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. So how are we saving, how is this really helping? How is this really doing anything?
It's a great point.
I'm all for anything that will help human beings.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't against having a horse pulling helping farmers
right, sure.
or anything like that made sense.
Yep.
It was a logical thing to do. If this can help anybody, I'm all for it. I'm listening, but it's not helping.
No.
It's not really helping it. It's actually getting in the way more than anything, or just one more added thing for workers to deal with.
Right.
You know, it's one thing working fast food and having to learn that whole crazy menu, and now people in their secret menus and all this, and people like me that I got to have everything without onions on it and stuff.
Yeah, right.
And now you got to learn all the tech and all that stuff and everything.
And how to fix crazy AI problems.
And by the way, if you work here in Wisconsin, you're making something an hour.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah. So it's not even worth it, considering all you have to do.
And then you've got people, nobody wants to work. Nobody wants to work. These people are just lazy and they just don't want to work. Or maybe, just maybe, they want to get paid what they're worth.
Shocking. Shocking. Like, people want to live? What?
Like,
have a living wage? Oh, man, what are you talking about?
I'm hoping that, especially if they're just going to keep cramming this down our throats with the AI and everything, I'm hoping that we come around to actually finding good uses for it where it actually can help people.
Boy, you know, me too, but I just don't see it.
No.
The way they're doing it, the way they're training the AI, there's not enough information out there because they've already started using everything up, and now they're starting to use stuff they're not supposed to be using.
Right.
Illegally getting stuff, which is now we're going to start seeing in the courts and all this kind of stuff. It's one of those things where they feel because they don't want to be left out. It says like FOMO on hyperdrive is what it is. They think, well, everyone else is on AI. We got to do it. Otherwise, even though there's no real use for it in a decent way, people don't, you know, ChatGPT was interesting. For the first 5 minutes, you're like, oh, look, I can do this thing with it. And, you know, maybe I can do some images. Oh, wow, that's kind of cool. And then what are you going to use it for?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Right.
Because it doesn't work as well. People always see through it.
Yeah.
If you're trying to use it, it's like, well, this is my work. Mm-hmm. No, because it's obvious that you left this prompt in there. It's AI.
I could tell you, even on a level of, you know, teaching improv acting and comedy and stuff, that we're all told right away to be on the lookout, to look for these things and stuff. And that's just on that level. I can't imagine on a major university level or something like that they're all aware of AI and look on the lookout for it in your papers or your thesis or any of that.
That's a good test. We know we're at general AI, which please don't listen to the hype. We're nowhere near that anywhere.
Yeah.
When they can tell they can do humor right. If the AI can do humor correct, then we know that they're at that point.
Yeah.
Right now, they can't. Not even close.
Can't even tell a knock-knock joke.
No.
It can't.
It won't.
It literally can't tell a knock-knock joke. I mean, I ain't worried about it.
Yeah. So.
Security cameras were recording at an Ohio community center when a small child climbed into a claw machine and became stranded among the stuffed animals. Surveillance footage from the Mason Community Center shows the moment that the child looks into the prize door and climbs inside with a volunteer only noticing as the boy's legs disappeared to the machine.
Oh, no.
Police and EMS were summoned on July 7th incident and brought the machine inside the building to be partially disassembled. The child was not injured and was reunited with his mom, whom he presented with a new stuffed animal.
That's just what they wanted. You just wanted to get the animal for mom.
I have to show Seth the footage of this, and I encourage you to look it up.
Oh, my gosh.
This kid knew what he was doing,
man. He walked right up.
He walks right up and goes immediately. Like, he thought this through.
Yes. He's been planning this for
this. I don't know that he necessarily had a plan outside of when he got in there.
No.
He certainly didn't know how he was
going to get out. No. But still, that's amazing.
There are people, like, there are mall walkers.
Yeah.
And there are people going by. And there's this one guy, he's like
"There's, I see legs." Yeah. He's like, what the?
This footage is fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
This is, you know, this is dangerous, and you don't want to see a kid.
We don't want anyone to do
anything
that.
Or nothing.
There's that chance of being suffocated. I mean, there's a lot of danger involved there. I mean,
if you
turned out well.
If you are your child, go anywhere where there are still claw machines and these things and everything. Keep an eye on your kid when you're walking past.
Yes.
All right? Because this kid has been planning this for months. This kid had an Ocean's 11 heist in his head.
It was all worked out, at least partially, yes. It's that old Garfield comic. It's like how do you know? Garfield's teaching Nermal how to climb a tree. He's like, this is cats use claws to get their to climb a tree, and they use fire departments to get down, right? That's basically what it was.
Especially obvious, non-dangerous situations and everything. Mm-hmm. There are a few things that are more charming or funny than seeing the kid with the master plan that they have halfway through. Step one.
He knew what he wanted.
Step two.
I'll get back to you on
step
that one.
Step three, success.
Hey, he got the stuffed animal in the end.
So he did.
To be fair.
Quick reminder to motorists that you will encounter detour enclosures on Wisconsin 73 near Pittsville. This is still going on until, 4 o'clock today. So this is near 73 in Pittsville in Wood County from yesterday to at least today in 4 o'clock. Wisconsin All right. Department of Transportation announced closure will extend a little bit longer than they had expected. Okay. Keep that in mind, everybody, and travel safe and slow out there.
Yes.
And keep on listening. We're going to kick off the 10 o'clock hour with our good friend Denise and the Southwood County Humane Society. We're going to talk about and find out who our new Pet of the Week is for this week. We're all set and ready to go, so we're looking forward to that. And we'll have that coming up for you in just a few right here at the Morning Show on WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Consumer spending picked up again in June. Retail sales rose a better than expected 0.6% after two consecutive months of decline. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This report, along with the strong sales from Amazon Prime Days and other retailers, shows that consumers are willing to spend, though they may be getting a little bit more price sensitive and choosy.
Republicans in the Senate have pushed through President Trump's plan to claw back $9 billion in funding for foreign aid and public broadcasting. NPR President Catherine Maher.
The primary impact of this potential rescission is going to hurt communities where they need support most, which are rural stations.
Her publicist says 1950s and 60s pop star Connie Francis has died. She was the first woman to have a number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 as a solo artist. Connie Francis was 87. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Ryan.